at the Livestock Marketing Association annual convention. I'm visiting with Bailey Ballou, who is our current, at the moment, champion of the World Auctioneer Championship. Bailey, first thing I got to ask you is, how does it feel to be here as the champion this year?
Well, it feels really good, to be honest with you. I was obviously honored and belated to win it. You know, when I was able to get it there in last year in California and spend the year as an ambassador and a speaker on behalf of the Livestock Marketing Association and for our industry as well. And traveling the country this year, I've got to see a lot of country and meet a lot of people, you know, and given a lot of opportunity. I feel like it's done a lot of good for me professionally and also personally. But, you know, as the year comes to an end, it was a really long year and a hard year, especially on my family and my wife and kids. So as we get ready to crown the new champion, I'm certainly ready to find out who it's going to be and hand it off to them. But I've really, really enjoyed the year thoroughly.
Well, talk a little bit about that. What are some of the things that stand out from your year to give us a perspective of what all you got to do as the champion?
It's really a tool for the Livestock Marketing Association. The champ, a lot of times you're requested to come to a market. It may be their anniversary sale or a special auction that they're going to have that they'd like to create some publicity for, whether it be in the media or in their own community. And they can just kind of use that tool to kind of draw up a little bigger crowd and a little bit more excitement for that sale. And so basically that's what I did for the year, was to travel and make appearances at those markets. But, you know, that's initially what I sought out to do, is if the LMA is going to, you know, be able to put this title on you, something that you get to carry for the rest of your life, I kind of felt the duty to the, back to them to service them, you know, for their member markets. It's something that they can use as a tool. So I told them if somebody wanted me, I sure wanted to go and do that for them.
I don't know if you got to speak to Governor Bentley today, but he made a comment when he addressed the opening general session. I have no idea what you guys say. Mm-hmm. He doesn't speak the language, so to speak. What would you say to him?
Oh, you know, that's almost an insult you want to say, because what we pride ourselves on, and especially when you get to this point, is our clarity. That's something that it's the utmost importance that you are understood in what you're doing. And there again, it's a little different what we do. You know, selling livestock, we're selling to buyers that are there 5-6 days a week. They're professional buyers. So they have a much greater understanding of what the auctioneer is saying as far as what we do. Some people that sell estate auctions or real estate, or, you know, you see those deals on TV where they're selling the antiques or Sotheby's or something like that. You sure enough want to go slower. You're not dealing with a professional buyer, so you slow down. But, you know, I would think and hold him to the fire that if he came out and listened and tried a little bit harder, I bet he could understand most all of us.
It's just needing a little bit of experience there that I think the governor needs. So let's just, before we kind of look ahead a second here for you, what would you say to maybe some youngsters out there that might be considering, you know, they say they get to go see a sale and are fascinated by what you do, because you are obviously sort of the center of attention in a way. Of course, what's being sold is really the center of attention, but you are. And what would you say to them about somebody they may be thinking of a career doing this kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'd say probably 99%, if not every one of us that are here competing for the world, started or began that way, wanting to be the auctioneer and watching and listening to and emulating as a kid and wanting to take that career path, you know, if not immediately, perhaps eventually. You know, just kind of seek out what you want to do, if whether it be livestock or automobiles or whatever. You know, rehearse yourself in the industry, whatever it is. You need to be knowledge savvy. You need to know about what you're selling first. Whether if it's livestock, you need to know cattle, and when you get in the block, you need to be able to know what you're looking at and kind of what value it holds. That's the foremost thing. And then as it goes on, you'll start fine-tuning your chant. You know, that's what these guys here are top-notch around the nation about what they do, and Canada as well. You know, it is a worldwide contest, but these guys they're top-notch in their knowledge of the industry and the product. And that's when you get to the point where you start fine-tuning your chant, and that's where it gets kind of competitive. Now we're just kind of almost showing off, to be honest with you. But I would say for a kid to just find somebody that you like to listen to and some of the things that they're doing and saying, and try to learn from them and just be clear and set a goal and go after it.
Well, I'm going to have an opportunity to be one of the judges this year. Why don't we give people an idea of what is it? What do you have to go through as a contestant at this level to get to the final there on Saturday?
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll sell livestock at an actual sale. You're selling real cattle to real buyers. It's the real sale, and so you get a real feel for what we actually do on a daily basis, you know, in our jobs in this industry. And for the judges to sit in there and they listen to you sell 8 drafts, you know, each contestant will sell 8 drafts of cattle in the selling portion, and then they'll take the top 10 and they'll come back and sell 10 drafts in the finals. There's also an interview portion, which I believe is what you're judging, right? And basically the LMA has placed a greater deal of importance on the interview. Basically, for the reason we're, you know, just like I'm standing right here right now, we want to find somebody that's going to be able to speak to someone and convey, you know, what our thoughts are and our ideas across to the media and come across as someone that's fairly polished and able to speak. And so that interview accounts for 25% of your overall score. And you're based on your clarity of expression, your industry knowledge, and, you know, whether or not this person's going to make a good spokesman for the industry. It's utmost importance anymore. And I think we'll find this year, probably more than we have in the past, a lot of these contestants have gone out and sought some help, whether it's professionally or they've located somebody locally in the media to say, hey, what can I do to better myself in the public speaking realm? I think this interview contest this year is going to be really a lot better.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. So let's kind of close here and take a look ahead. What's next for Bailey Ballou?
You know, this is probably the first time in my life since I was about 14 or 15 that I haven't had a major goal that I was going after. When it was then, I was wanting to play high school football and be a starter, you know, as a freshman, and I achieved it. And I wanted to play college football, and I achieved it. And then I wanted to go to auctioneer school and achieved it. And when I went to auctioneer school, I set the goal to win the world, and I've done that actually a little quicker than I thought I would. And, you know, just really haven't given myself much time to set a new goal, but I'm really looking forward to whatever the future holds. You know, I'm really, to be honest with you, I'm really content where I'm at professionally with my life and my job. I've got kind of a premier job as far as the state that I work in. It's, you know, it's the one I want. And with my family and everybody, we're really happy and content. So I'm really looking forward to kind of just getting home and settling in with the family for a little while, and we'll just see where it takes me from there.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking with me. That is our 2012 World Livestock Auctioneer Champion, Bailey Ballou. And we're here in Montgomery, Alabama. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.